Ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. Ain't got no honey baby now. That ain't got no use for no red rocking chair. And I ain't got no honey baby now.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies and I'm your host today. Thank you folks for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Emily Snooks with XTO and ExxonMobil.
I call it the symbolism of the commitment by these organizations to where you're willing to continue to give back when the press hasn't been favorable to oil prices in the last couple of years. So do you guys ever think about that as far as the symbolism behind this and the commitment behind that?
Well, we're XTO Energy in North Dakota. We operate XTO Energy, but of course we're part of ExxonMobil. We've been part of ExxonMobil for about 7 years now. And we're very fortunate to be part of such a large global company that is able to maintain their charitable giving depending on, you know, the fluctuations in the market. So that's always been a strong commitment of ExxonMobil, that we will always continue to give back where we have a business presence and where our employees are living and working. So this has always been something that the company sees as crucial to, you know, operating in the United States, and so that's why we have maintained programs like this. Just last year, first responders are also, we see them as incredibly important in communities. You know, safety is our number one priority, and that's where we have some common ground with our first responders. And as you know, so many are volunteer in North Dakota, so we make that a point to invest in those as well. And just last year, it was probably more than $60,000 we donated to local volunteer first responders, and that was for training or equipment needs. So it's something that we're definitely committed to. That's part of our business culture. And it's not only just, you know, maybe giving a donation, but when Williston State College reached out to us because they needed a particular piece of equipment for their workforce development program, you know, for oil and gas, we were, of course, just eager to help, because having the proper training, of course, leads to a safer workforce. So we were actually able to find this pumping unit that they needed in our field in Farmington, New Mexico, and we shipped it up to them so that they could use it in their program.
Well, you answered the next two of my questions, so I guess we'll just go to the final question. I like to give guests just kind of the final thought, final answer, however direction they want to take it. So what is something maybe we didn't cover, or you want to reiterate, or you just want to mention about what you guys have going on there?
You know, I would like to say that I do visit North Dakota probably about once a month, and I work in seven states out west, and I have to say that I am always just so impressed with how knowledgeable North Dakotans are about oil and gas operations. Other places I go, it seems that, you know, we're always having to cut through a lot of misinformation about hydraulic fracturing, but never in North Dakota. It's always so, honestly, it's heartwarming to me that it's just been such a great community that's really embraced industry and really takes it upon themselves to get educated about what's going on. And it's very refreshing that the question that I always get is, you know, when are we going to develop someone's lease in the area? So, it's just always a joy to me to visit that state. And to be honest, this is the only place where the company does these give back to the Bakken grants, these two $25,000 grants. And when I get to call those two organizations at the end of the year, those are the two best phone calls I make all year. So that's always what I think of when I think of North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with Emily Snooks from XTO and ExxonMobil, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Did all I could say. Take it to your mama.
The music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Every dime I made. Ain't it gonna be treated this way?
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
The cradle, who'll sing this song? Who'll rock the cradle when you're gone? It's all rock the cradle.
Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
A 1, 2. Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter-skelter. No blue.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, Boots on the Ground, we talk with Michael Smith with Linus Welding Training.
Michael Smith, and I'm with Linus Welding Training out of Bismarck and Fargo, and I'm the recruiter for the school.
Now, are you guys an actual university school, or are you just a recruiter, or how does that work?
We're a non-traditional post-secondary education facility, so after high school or career changers, they can come to us, and we're non-traditional in the fact that we teach nothing but welding, no general classes, so we're short-term. Anywhere from 1 week to 12 weeks. After 12 weeks, they can come out a certified pipe welder, ready to go to work.
So it's a little more specialized and a little more targeted?
Very trade-specific. Targeted on the need for welders, and that's all we teach. We don't teach anything other than welding. We teach some pipe fitting, some blueprint reading, and welding symbols. Other than that, it's all hands-on education back in the shop. It's great for someone who doesn't want to take that English class or what just wants to get out in the field and go to work.
How technical has welding gotten these days? It seems like a pretty... I took it in eighth grade, you know, an old shop class, I guess. So to me, it seems like that it's a pretty basic technology. But how much has it changed?
Well, it is basic in the fact that it's melting and fusing metal. But technology, computers have influenced everything from the welding machines. So dialing in the amperage, dialing in the volts, it becomes a pattern in the machine, which makes it easier and you get better results. You can be more specific on the materials you're welding. And so it has touched lives, but even more so in safety nowadays, advancements in equipment, helmets, personal protective gear that make welding a safer job, a cleaner job than it was 20 years ago. The American Welding Society is forecasting a shortage of 370,000 welders 7 years from now. So the fact is that the average age of a welder today is 58 years old, and we're losing 10% to retirement. We had a big generation gap. We're struggling to backfill those positions. So the need is there, and it's only going to grow.
Yeah, in fact, when you mentioned that number, a year and a half ago when I was last doing a story on this, I think it was 30 to 40,000 a quarter that the welders were losing at that time, the amount of people to retirement and no cultivation, I guess. Are the young guys taking a hold of this, or are you finding guys that are doing second careers, I guess?
Well, we're doing both. We're seeing a big increase in people coming right out of high school and going into it as a career because it's being pushed in high schools. Trades are really where the work opportunities are. 7 out of 10 available jobs are trades. So then now that the counselors have kind of done a 180 on what they used to push for your schools, now it's trades. So we're getting a lot of influx because of some influence in the schools, but we're also getting career changers. We've had police officers, we've had people from all walks of life that just want to do something different.
Go ahead and let people know why, how, promote it.
All right, well, at Lindis Welding, like I said, we're non-traditional. If you don't want to sit in a classroom taking an English class, you just want to learn to weld and get out there, capitalize on the shortage, we can get you out there as a certified welder in 3 months or less, and you can get out there and enjoy this new job.
And where are you located?
We're located in Fargo and Bismarck, school in both. We have 16 start dates a year, so you don't have to wait. You can call us today.
Online?
Online, learntoweld.com, and that's us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, no.
To listen to the full-length interview with Brian Kulk, Director of Energy Systems Development for the Energy Environmental Research Center, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
But now that's over, knee-deep in clover.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.